AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The lead investigator for the National Transportation Safety Board says the Amtrak train that derailed Tuesday night in Philadelphia sped up for a full minute before it jumped the tracks on a sharp curve.
Seconds, mere seconds into the turn, we could see the train tilting approximately 10 degrees to the right, and then the recording went blank.
Investigators are still unsure why the train was speeding up. NTSB member Robert Zumwalt says inspection records show no anomalies with the track, the signals, or the train itself. Maybe engineer Brandon Bostian can shed some light on the deadly crash now that he has agreed to speak to NTSB investigators in the next few days. Wrapping up a summit late today at Camp David with members of the Gulf Cooperation Council, President Obama commented on the crash.
I want to express my gratitude for the first responders who raced to save lives and for the many passengers who, despite their own injuries, made heroic efforts to get fellow passengers to safety.
An eighth body was recovered today. 51 passengers and three crew members safely evacuated an Amtrak train at midday in Milwaukee when a fire broke out in the engine compartment of the locomotive. The run to Chicago was canceled. As for that Arab summit at Camp David in the Maryland Mountains, the president says he sought to provide assurances to six Gulf state leaders about the framework nuclear deal with Iran.
The potential for us to ensure that Iran is not obtaining a nuclear weapon and triggering a nuclear arms race in the region, but we also discussed our concerns about Iran's destabilizing activities in the region.
There were some frank discussions. This is AP Radio News. Some Christian activists have demonstrated outside the Chinese embassy in Washington, D.C. They protested the forced removal of crosses from hundreds of churches in China.
The Reverend Patrick Mahoney, director of the Christian Defense Coalition, carried a large wooden cross, while he and a few followers used a bullhorn to shout their appeal for religious freedom in China.
This civil right is something that you can give your people without fear.
They broadcast their protest on Twitter.
The eyes of the world are upon you.
Officials in China's Zhejiang province have toppled crosses from more than 400 churches since early 2014, sometimes resulting in violent clashes with congregation members. Steve Coleman, Washington.
Authorities are looking for two people suspected of shooting at a school bus this afternoon. It happened on the west side of Jacksonville, Florida. Two female students were injured, but their injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.